Tuesday, Toldos, Shir 77. We're holding Perek Ches, Pasuk Dalet. And we are discussing, David HaMelech is talking about the greatness of the Rabbeinu Shlalom. And he says, Ki Eresh Shamecha Maaseh Etzba'isecha. When I see the sky, the work of your fingers. The work of the fingers demonstrate, represent detailed work. So the sky represents that the Rabbeinu Shalom is very detailed, and you could see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga in detail in this world. That's the representation of the sky, which is really a hint to the fact that when a person looks up at the sky, it reminds himself of the Rabbeinu Shalom. He's able to remember the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Paiskim say, that's why in a shul, you should have windows. The person should be able to look up at the sky and have Kavana. The sky gives a person Yiras Shemayim. So that's why the Pasuk is stressing Maaseh Etzba'isecha, which demonstrates a detailed interaction from the Rabbeinu Shlalom. Yareach v'chaychavim asher kainanta. The moon and the stars that the Rabbeinu Shlalom set up. The Rabbeinu Shlalom is solidified. Kainanta is a lashon of setting up, solidifying. So it's interesting, we don't mention the sun. And the Radak says the reason why we don't mention the sun was because David HaMelech said this perek during the night. That's why he speaks about the moon and the stars. But we speak about the sky. A person looks at the sky and he sees Maaseh Etzba'isecha. He sees the details of the Rabbeinu Shlalom's Hanhaga. And he looks at the moon and the stars. And he sees also, looking up at the sky is a tremendous skula for Yiras Shemayim. To be able, because since the sky is more ruchni, so a person looks up at the sky, at the moon and the stars, he's able to see the hanhaga of the Rabbeinu Shlalom. It's able to give a person feelings of Yiras Shemayim.